Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash of the 125th Legislative District in Schuylkill and Berks Counties. Representative Tobash, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House has been very active this week, and there's been a lot of things going on in Harrisburg that may affect the future of Pennsylvania. And one of those has to do with something the governor's come up with, and that's a plan to do something with the Marcellus Shale in terms of gathering revenue from it. What's going on here?
I'm glad that we have substantive information from the governor's office right now in regards to his position on Marcellus Shale. It's been my position right along that we should assess some type of an impact fee on the industry, something that is reasonable and can allow the industry to continue to grow. But at the same time, we have got to make sure we're taking care of our environment and also the local impacts. I mean, make no mistake that where Marcellus Shale is being drilled, which currently is not in our area, we've got industry. It's an industrial process, and their roads and bridges and infrastructure is impacted. Impacted, along with the lifestyle of the people in those areas. So, you know, we've got to make sure we're driving revenue back into those places. And I think to the benefit of the entire state, I'll tell you, if Bradford County is a site where they're drilling, and they certainly are, by freeing up some dollars and having the industry put money back into their infrastructure, that in turn should free up some money for the transportation needs of the rest of the Commonwealth. So I think that we can continue to all benefit from this resource that we have. But again, we need to move forward in a conscientious way. So we've got to make sure that we continue to be watchdogs on the industry as they move our Commonwealth forward. We have to make sure we don't take steps backwards in the environment.
There's also been a lot of talk about legislation moving through the state government committee that would do something about illegal immigration and how illegal immigrants affect the jobs picture in Pennsylvania. What's going on here?
Well, it's something else that I am very passionate about. Look, let's make no mistake that we have got to get a grip on a growing problem in the Commonwealth, in the nation, and in our district. I mean, we are not unaware of the fact that illegal immigrants can have a negative effect on our economy. And there's two pieces of legislation right now. One of them just came through the House State Government Committee, and that legislation deals with making certain that employers are not hiring illegal immigrants, and if they are knowingly hiring illegal immigrants, they will have their licensure pulled. So again, we need to make sure that we're not taking jobs away from legal residents and giving them to illegals, which in turn just has a drain on our economy. The second piece of legislation is something that's just coming out right now. As a matter of fact, there was a press conference on the 6th of October. Representative Doyle Heffley from Carbon County has announced legislation that I'm a co-sponsor of that will make it a third-degree felony if an illegal immigrant possesses an access card. What we are really trying to do with this legislation is to make certain that people are not illegally obtaining access cards and therefore committing welfare fraud. I mean, welfare fraud is something that's really on the top of our minds. We cannot allow people to use our resources, and particularly people that are not here legally. And in turn, give our law enforcement people the ability to stop the act and make sure that the people that are perpetrating these crimes are held accountable for them. It's almost unconscionable for me to believe that right now an illegal alien could possess an access card, and we have little or no recourse against that event. So we've got to get tougher on it. There's no question about it.
And there's still some repercussions from the flooding that we all experienced just a few weeks ago. I know your district was particularly hit hard. What's going on here?
Look, let's make no mistake that we are still in a time frame where we cannot forget what has happened. I know the people in Clingerstown and Pine Grove particularly, as well as the people in Tremont, are still recovering, that FEMA continues to be on site with their resources. You know, there's a couple of things that come to mind. Number one, people had damage from the first flood, Tropical Storm Lee, and then the subsequent rain that we had a couple of days later, and they were impacted by both events. Make sure that a reassessment was done on your property. If you did have the property assessed after the first event, it can be reassessed and then additional damage can be covered under their efforts, number one. Number two, we did start a Facebook page. And if you get on Facebook and take a look at Schuylkill Flood Donations, you can go on there. And the idea is a virtual warehouse where people can donate large items or list large items. So if there's people that are in need of a sofa or a chair or other items that we just can't store, they can get your name and phone number. They could contact you as people recover, get back in their homes. They're certainly going to need some things. And we found out early on that we just don't have the capability to store these items until they're needed. So by doing it virtually, I think it's a good idea, and we think that people will be able to use it. We'll be able to connect the donator with the donee. And as we continue to move through the process, hopefully we're not going to get rain. I see that we've got a period of time here where rain is not forecast. That's the good news. The other good news is we're not going to stop making sure that we bring every resource we have to the table. I know that we've met with DEP and the Department of Agriculture and PennDOT, and we've got to make sure that particularly in these events, if we get 3 or 4 or 5 inches of rain, we cannot have our citizens in jeopardy of losing personal property and public safety as a result of these events. So we're working with DEP and mine reclamation and taking a look at what steps we can take in the future to try and ensure that these communities are safer and make sure that, quite frankly, that businesses within these communities continue to stay and operate.
Representative Tobash, thanks for this report, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Mike Tobash.